Well, thank you for tuning in. This is Matt Santos of the Mile High Show. We got an abbreviated, just little update episode today. Not really an episode, but I wanted to make sure I got something up today to keep me on my toes, if nothing else. This is episode 54, sort of. I guess I'll call it 53 and a half. I wanted to, one, thank everybody who has listened, downloaded, supported, and came out to spend time with us while we've been recording this past year in and around Prescott, as well as down in the Phoenix, Scottsdale, and Tempe areas. This has this project has far exceeded my expectations that I had 18 months or so ago when I first started exploring the idea of doing a podcast. It has been far more successful than I had anticipated. I wasn't even sure if we were going to be able to make it the first several weeks or few months. And thanks to the support of the artists, entertainers, the musicians, the comics, all the folks that have appeared on the microphones for the Mile High Show, because of those folks, it has been a success. And above all, because of the listenership, those of you that are interested in all of those talented folks in and around our great state of Arizona. So I want to thank you all for helping me keep this show going. Just to refresh you, if you're not familiar with what I'm doing and why I started doing this. Again, my name is Matt Santos. I have been a journalist, and I hate to use that word. It sounds kind of pretentious. What I am is a photographer, first and foremost. That has been my vocation for the bulk of the last 35 years, in photojournalism primarily, as well as commercial and portraiture and editorial and just about anything else that people will pay me to take pictures for. But aside from photography and the visual art form, I view myself as kind of a storyteller. Through my photography over the years, whatever it happens to be, whether it's a studio portrait, on-location shoot, news event, sports photography, or even just photos that I take in and around my home and in my neighborhood, I've always viewed it as not so much capturing a moment in time. I know some people describe photography that way, and of course it is, but my goal has always been to tell a story, to relay a story with primarily images. Sometimes that's a factual story. If I'm shooting a news event or anything that I'm for journalism wise, I'm there, of course, to capture what's going on. We are trained to not alter, set up, or arrange anything. We're there to record an event, but I'm trying to relay the emotion and the feeling of whatever it is I'm doing. And sometimes when I'm doing portraiture, commercial work, things of that nature, I'm creating a story, or I'm helping to create and tell a story that could be completely completely fictitious. Sometimes photographs I'll take in nightclubs or at music venues, the stark lighting and the color saturation and things that we utilize can make a dingy neighborhood bar look like a large auditorium with spotlights and things like that. So that's where I'm creating a story. That's where I'm almost doing fiction. When you're photographing somebody reading a heartfelt poem or verse, it could be in my opinion, the worst piece of garbage I've ever heard. But if I can, or just something that is way above my intellect that I cannot understand or appreciate, I may still try and tell the story visually that it is a deeply personal thing to me and to the viewer. So sometimes there's fiction involved. Oftentimes there is not. But anyway, with my rambling here, that's what I try and do is tell stories. Now, in recent decades, in the last 15 years or so, in addition to my visual art form, my visual storytelling, I have had to and been required to focus on the written form of the more traditional form of storytelling. And I enjoy that as well. But anybody that knows me well knows I'm kind of a lazy person. I'm a procrastinator. I put off what can be done later till much later than I should. And that has that's something a writer can't really do, especially a journalistic writer with deadlines and things. I always enjoyed when I had to go out and do a story or an interview with somebody. I relied on my audio recorder as my note taker because my handwriting is so sloppy. I enjoyed that portion of it. I enjoyed sitting down and talking with somebody, asking questions, letting my curiosity run wild, and finding out information, getting informed, getting entertained. And the troublesome task, the work involved came after the fact, when I had to sit down and take those notes and transcribe them or put them in written form for the printed page. That was work. The actual sitting down and talking with an individual was not. I enjoyed that part. That's where the time flew by, and I could sit and talk with folks as long as they would let me. That was the interesting aspect of my written storytelling. That portion of it was always enjoyable. I didn't like sitting down and doing the typing out, the transcribing of that audio onto the page. So I was very drawn to podcasts when I first became aware of them several, 10 years or so ago, because it was audio storytelling. I love long form interviews and stories that you would hear on shows like, through NPR, like This American Life. Jesse Thorne has a great podcast where he does long form interviews. Alec Baldwin has a show that I download. It's Here's the Thing, where he'll take an hour or so. Alec Baldwin, the actor, I had no idea he had this skill, but he's been doing it for several years, where he'll interview an actor, a writer, a producer, a musician, just about anybody, anybody in the public eye and some that aren't. And he'll go deep into long form interviews. And I love that aspect of listening, that type of storytelling. So when I got the chance a few years ago to do something similar on local airwaves, local radio waves here in the Prescott area through the Prescott Valley Broadcasting, Arizona Hometown Radio Group, I really looked forward to it. I enjoyed doing that. I started that a couple of years back for one of my commercial clients. They asked me to host a show on a monthly basis where I got to sit down and for an hour just talk to folks. And it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. It was outside of my comfort zone, but I found myself really being drawn to that audio dialogue. And I really enjoyed it. One of the requirements for that, with the good folks over at KQNA Radio, where Bill Monroe, a former guest of the Mile High Show, sits with me, and he's the boss in there. He runs the board and makes sure I'm behaving myself. But one of the requirements there It's a very localized show specific to Chino Valley, which is my current hometown, a small town in northern Arizona of about 10,000 or so folks. And they wanted me to concentrate specifically on Chino Valley. And there are some great stories here, and I've had some great conversations, and I will continue to do that as long as they allow me to do that KQ&A show on Chino Valley. I will continue to do it because I love it. But in the course of doing that show, I wanted to expand it a little bit. There was other folks in the community I wanted to talk with, and in other areas of our Yavapai County, into Prescott Valley, down into Phoenix, where I knew there were folks that I wanted to talk with, some stories that I wanted to know more about, and I wasn't able to do that. I'm not able to do that through the FM band because they want me to concentrate on Chino Valley, which is great. But I got the idea, and through a former guest on my radio show who encouraged me to do so, I started exploring the idea of doing a podcast on my own, self-produced, where I would be able to pretty much interview whoever I wanted to and go outside of the Chino Valley area, outside of the Prescott area. And that's why, just over a year ago, I started the Mile High Show. I didn't know if anybody was going to listen. I didn't know if anybody would want to hear the ramblings of my brain, and if what I was curious about was going to be interesting to anybody else. So I got with a few folks who have asked to be remain anonymous. If they ever give me the opportunity to do so, I will gladly shout their names from the rooftops. But they supported me both emotionally and creatively by helping me develop this idea, and also financially by helping me obtain some of the gear that is needed to do this kind of a show. And they helped me get some equipment I needed, helped me launch the website, helped me set up the hosting and all this good stuff to make sure that I would be able to present a podcast in the best way possible. So last December of 2014, I did so, and I launched the first episode. I sat down and talked with my friends Sky Daddy Conwell and Danny Romero, two local musicians and great storytellers in their own right, who tell great stories with the use of music and lyrics. And we recorded the very first episode in December of 2014 at the historic Palace Restaurant and Saloon in Prescott, Arizona. And over the last 12 months, I have sat down once a week, if not more, with some of the most interesting people, funny people, biggest characters I have ever met. And, oh, there I go, knocking things over. And I have thoroughly enjoyed myself. Now, my game plan with these anonymous benefactors, they asked me to put together a business plan. They asked for a 6-month window, a 12-month window, and an 18-month window. We are just completing the first 12-month window. What they asked for was, what did I want to accomplish in 6 months? That was the first step. I wanted to make sure I had content each and every week. Ideally, that would be sitting down with a guest or two and interviewing them and posting that episode. Sometimes that would be myself, like I'm doing here today. If I had an item or something to get out that I wanted to share with you. And sometimes it would be a larger group and in front of larger audiences, which we have done in the past, and we have a couple of set up similar shows coming up in the near future. I wanted to record at least one episode a week and launch on Mondays. We have been able to do that. I wanted to make sure I could physically produce that. I wanted to make sure I had it in me, both creatively and physically to be able to get the time constraint done while running a business, a photo business that I have done for decades. Well, I was able to do that. So that portion was, I didn't care if anybody listened. I didn't care if anybody supported financially or otherwise. I just wanted to make sure I could do it. And I was able to do so. We have been able to do that regularly for 1 year. The 6 month to 12 month window is when I wanted to worry about actually getting people to listen. I didn't care if nobody listened for that first 6 months. That 6 month time came, and that was the first time I looked at my stats. I didn't want to be discouraged. I didn't want to look at numbers and be worried about, oh, nobody's listening to this, because I just wanted to concentrate on the creation of the episodes. So, oh, 5-6 months in, I guess it was like last May, June, like June of 2015, I went ahead to my hosting company's website where I upload everything. It's Podbean. So thank you to the folks at Podbean for making it easy enough for a knucklehead like me to upload episodes. And I looked for the first time at the numbers, and I was expecting to see 10, 20. I would get Facebook messages back to me, an email here and there with people saying, hey, I heard it. Usually there were people I knew, or guests who said, yeah, I listened to the episode we did. Thanks, enjoyed it. And I always had a great time doing it. So I was glad to hear that they didn't feel it was a waste of time to sit down with me and record. But I looked down, and I was pleasantly surprised. I just pulled up the numbers here. That's why I almost knocked over the microphone. In the very first episode that we launched, we launched it in late December, I want to say the 20th or something like that. In a two-week period, excuse me, in a two-week period, we had right around 400 downloads. We put up 5 episodes in January. We had nearly 3,000 downloads. We had over 3,000, 3,600 plus downloads in the month of March. 7,000 downloads was our first big, huge peak, and that was in October. And we were consistent throughout there, 35, 37, 3,800 throughout the spring and summer. 8,000 downloads, 8,300 in the month of November. We are currently averaging, with one episode a week, we are averaging close to 300 downloads each and every day. That means folks are going in and looking at our current episode and then going back through the catalog of 53 episodes now and listening to the older ones as well. And all of those are available at milehighshow.com. That's where you'll also find links to our email address through the Contact Us page. There's links to our YouTube channel, our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram accounts. I won't give you all those. They're all right there at milehighshow.com. Please check it out. There's a multimedia page where we have a few YouTube clips up there where we do little summaries and little promos for some of our episodes. Not a whole lot. We got to start doing more of those. But that's where we are. We are reaching the 55,000 downloads total mark. And again, I realize in the grand podcast scheme of things, that's not huge. There are podcasts out there that many of you listen to, the national ones and international ones, where they'll get hundreds of thousands of downloads for every single episode, doing multiple episodes a week. And that's not me. That's not what I strive to do. That's not what the purpose of this podcast was. The purpose was to take local people, local artists, local entertainers, and get to know them better for the local public here, because we have such a thriving arts and entertainment and musical scene here in Prescott, and especially down in, into Phoenix as well, which we're venturing into. But there's so much to do just in driving distance from our homes in Yavapai County, in the Prescott, we used to be the Quad City area of Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino, Paulden, Skull Valley, Dewey, Humboldt. Now they call it it's the five cities, the Cinco Cities area. There's so much to do here. There's so much art and entertainment and family-friendly stuff that we can go and enjoy that people don't necessarily know about. On any given night, you can walk up and down the row, and of course, there's the bars, there's the nightclubs, the restaurants that are more adult-friendly as far as, you know, they're bars. Any night of the week, there's 5-6 live music venues, but there's also great restaurants, coffee shops that have music during the day that is extremely family-friendly. There's plays, there's art galleries, there's painting, festivals. There's so much going on that I didn't know about. Being a journalist in this area for 10 years, I wasn't aware of most of it because I only knew the things that I went to cover. Just a short drive away, an hour and a half or so down to the valley, there's too many to number things you can do in Anthem, Scottsdale, Phoenix, Tempe, Glendale, all down there. That there's just so much going on. There's so much local talent that I wanted to... Selfishly, I just wanted to get to know. I wanted to know more about. And I've enjoyed doing that. Now, if you're still listening to my ramble, this is where it gets interesting. So if you listen to that whole thing, thanks for sticking around. In the past 12 months, I have interviewed some great folks, like I've said. A few of those are so ingrained into the local scene, I know they can tell stories, they can draw stories out of interview subjects so much more than I can. When I talk to a musician, I'm talking to them strictly as a fan. I sat down with Jim Sobo and Don Cheek and so many others. But I'm only able to relate to that on an audience member's level. I don't know anything about music. I just know I enjoy it. So that barely scratches the surface of what makes these guys tick, these guys and gals tick. What's their inspiration? Where do they get their ideas, their stories? Same thing with artists. Natalie Kroll, I sat down with her several months ago, and it was a blast. I thoroughly enjoyed it. But a lot of the stuff she was talking about was just over my head. So my level of curiosity was that of a child, where it was enlightening to me, and I hope interesting for you, but there's so much more that can be pulled from the wealth of knowledge of most of my guests. Having said that, I will continue to do my every Monday posting of the Mile High Show with Matt Santos, but... Drum roll. I can't even do a drum roll because I have no musical talent at all. This is the big announcement. Several of my former guests who are experts in their field and really dialed into their wheelhouse of knowledge in this area have graciously agreed to take over the mics of the Mile High Show periodically and host their own versions of the Mile High Show that we will be dropping in as a second podcast of every week, where these folks will talk about what's dear to their heart, what they have a vast knowledge of, and they will sit down with their contemporaries, their counterparts, and really get into the nuts and bolts of their art form. So, Having said that whole rambling discourse, I am pleased to announce that in 2016, over the course of the next several weeks, you will be hearing additional hosts on the Mile High Show. I am so proud to announce that Danny Fisher, a local artist and curator for several art shows throughout the Prescott area, where she is also a displayed artist, such as at the Raven, the Granite Mountain Brewery, and other spots where she represents other artists and her own art. Danny Fisher will be hosting an art podcast for the Mile High Show. We've already recorded a couple of, we got them already edited and ready to go, but we're going to roll those out periodically over the next several weeks and throughout 2016, where she will sit down, Danny will sit down with some of the greatest artists in our area, talk about their work, how they started, what motivates them, all that good stuff, both in the written, spoken word, and visual art forms. So far she's sat down with a couple of poets, a couple of painters, and she's also going to get into the presentation arts, I guess you would say. She has some chefs lined up. She will be touching on some music because she is also an accomplished musician and songwriter, but she's going to concentrate mainly on the presentation arts and the visual and written art forms. So we look forward to Danny Fisher hosting her very own version of the Mile High Show at various locations throughout the Prescott area. So thank you, Danny, for expending the energy to step up and get those stories told. One of our other former guests, like I said on the very first debut episode, Mr. Sky Daddy Conwell, will be doing a storyteller type of performance show where he will perform one or two of his own original compositions and tell us the story behind the song. And during those shows, he will also choose an artist or two locally to explain about one of their original compositions, one of their original songs, get in deep of how they came up with it, what's the backstory, what was the inspiration, and then we will hear those tunes performed live. Now, those shows, Sky Daddy's shows, will be recorded on location. It won't be a live broadcast in the sense of we're going to record them and post them later, but they will be performed live in front of audiences and record right through the soundboard at the Birdcage Saloon on Prescott's Whiskey Row. That Birdcage is an institution in our area. They are at birdcagesaloon.net. Oh, and I forgot to mention Sky Daddy is at skydaddy.net. So skydaddy.net and birdcagesaloon.net is where you can find all the information on his shows. They will be recorded every Wednesday evening. Well, I don't know about every Wednesday, but we're going to be concentrating on Wednesdays because Sky currently hosts, now this is every Wednesday at 9 p.m., Sky hosts a late night open mic where you can sign up and play a tune, a cover, an original, whatever you've got going. But our show will be recorded periodically on these Wednesday nights with original tunes by local singer-songwriters. Now, to give you an idea of who's coming up on there, Jim Sobo will be his first guest. We're going to be recording that in a couple of days here. Becky Dahlke, who is a fantastic musician in our area who performs live all over the place, she'll be coming up on a future episode. Others, we're hoping to get Danny Romero up there back up with Sky, and they can talk about some of his original compositions. We're not sure yet. Right now, we've got Jim Sobo and Becky Dahlke all locked in, and Sky is working on booking his own guests. So you don't miss out. Just show up every Wednesday at 9 p.m. at the Birdcage Saloon on Prescott's Whiskey Row. That will be Sky Daddy's podcast. Now, I'm going to back up a little bit. I forgot to mention Dani Fisher, her artwork and her bio and everything else is at DaniFisher.gallery, and that's Dani, DaniFisher. So Dani with an I, Fisher.gallery, where you can find out all about her music, her art, her showings. You can purchase her creations there as well. So we will be featuring Dani Fisher hosting with her counterparts in the art world. Sky Daddy Conwell will be recording periodically at his Wednesday night open mic with local singer-songwriters, where we can hear all the good stuff and some great, great music. But above all, you can be there watching him interview, watching these folks play, and watching us record. So stop in each and every Wednesday at 9 p.m. at the Birdcage Saloon. Those are going to be some great additions to our Mile High Show lineup for the podcast. MileHighShow.com is where you'll find information on all that. Now, the third, we have one additional co-host who is one of my new favorite people, Leslie Earl Lyman, who is a local singer-songwriter and just character. He describes himself as a soldier for the scene, a advocate of local musicians, local venues that allow people to perform. He is an incredible singer-songwriter in his own right, so we're hoping he'll get up there with Sky on occasion. But he will be periodically hosting his very own version of the Mile High Show. And I approached Les because, one, when he was on the show, if you want to go back through the archives at milehighshow.com and search Leslie Earl Lyman, or I think the name of the show was Musician Not Serial Killer, because I kept messing up his name and called him James Earl Ray a couple of times while we were recording. I've had him on the show twice. He's been in the audience as we've recorded some of our bigger shows. He is a great storyteller. He is a wealth of knowledge about the music industry and the local music scene. So I didn't know quite what I was looking for. And I know that frustrated Les a little bit, so I apologize, Les, about that. But when we were first discussing this idea, I didn't care what he did. I just want to hear him on the mic. I told him, I says, you could walk up and down Whiskey Row and order lunch and sit and have a conversation with the waitress or the waiter or the chef. I don't care. I want to hear you talk. I want to hear you tell stories. I want to hear you swap ideas with folks, because he's just very entertaining to listen to. Now, of course, my idea of sitting back and laughing while I listened to him read the phone book didn't appeal to Les so much. So we've kind of narrowed it down a little bit, but it's going to be very fluid. He can pretty much do whatever he wants. But we're going to start off with listening to Les in future weeks talk about the business of the music business. He's going to speak with some local artists about how they attempt to make a living at this crazy art form that they've dedicated their lives to. What are the challenges to performing live when it comes to original versus cover music? For the venue owners and managers, what hoops do you have to jump through to get musicians into your venue? Technically, what does the venue have to be like to present music in its best possible form? What are some of the things people are doing wrong in the business? So he's going to tackle a lot of different areas, kind of wherever his warped little mind takes him. That's where Leslie Earl Lyman will go. So having rambled on for 34 plus minutes here, I guess what I could summarize this to be is thank you everybody who has supported this show. the Mile High Podcast. Thank you to all the guests that have sat down with me over the last year. And thank you to you, the listeners, who have validated my desire to tell a story or two. And of course, thank you to Danny Fisher, Leslie Earl Lyman, and Sky Daddy Conwell for taking over the mic so you, the listeners, don't have to hear me every week. I know you're probably getting sick of me, so hopefully this will be a little spoonful of sugar that helps me, the medicine, go down. So stick around to the Mile High Show. Most of our updates are done on our Facebook page, The Mile High Show. But milehighshow.com is the place which has links to all of our Facebook, our Twitter, Instagram, YouTube channel, all that good stuff. So please, please take a few minutes, go to milehighshow.com. Just browse through the site. There's 53, this will be 54 episodes up and launched that you can download or listen to directly through our player right on every page. Please take a moment to subscribe to our YouTube channel where we will be more active. I promise you that. We're going to get more content up there. Please go to iTunes. This is very important. Go to iTunes under Mile High Show. Give us there's a link to it right on our website. Give us a rating, you know, the little stars that you click. But even more important than that, type us out a little sentence or two, a review. The ratings are great, but the reviews where people actually type out I hate it, I love it, it's okay, the host is a little annoying, whatever you want to do. Give us a review, because the more reviews we get, the higher visibility we get on the iTunes page. So that's a freebie thing. You don't have to, it doesn't cost you a dime. Leave us a little review. If you do want to support us financially, there's several ways you can do that. When you see us recording, buy my guest a drink. That would be great. I will take a cup of coffee or a Diet Cola flavored drink. Buy my guests a beer or a drink or so. If you can, go out when Danny, Sky, or Les are hosting a show. We will be announcing those. Go out and support them by showing up, letting the bar and restaurant and gallery owners know you're there for the Mile High Show. You're there for Danny. You're there for Sky. You're there for Leslie. So that they will then support us in sponsoring our shows. If you would like to drop us a dollar or two in as a way of support, and I literally mean that, if you want to give us a dollar or two or 10 or 50 or 100 or 250, hey, we don't have any limit on the higher end. There is a PayPal button on milehighshow.com. Feel free to drop us a note, drop us a little thought of what you think of the show, and if you're in a position to donate, feel free. Go right ahead. I would appreciate it. That'll go towards things like keeping our website updated, keeping our hosting up to date, and letting us travel around, put gas in our cars, in our vans, in our trucks to go out and capture these interviews and these podcasts for you. If you are not inclined to do so, that's fine too. That I'm completely happy with you just listening. But if you're going to do any shopping anyway, we have an Amazon link on milehighshow.com. Click that Amazon link. It takes you directly to your standard Amazon or Amazon Prime login, and bookmark that. Use that to log into Amazon each and every time. And anytime you buy something, it doesn't cost you anything extra, but it lets Amazon know you got there through the Mile High Show, and they give us a little thank you, financial thank you, for steering people to Amazon through our site. So again, Amazon link to do your online shopping doesn't cost you any extra. Bookmark that page, and Amazon will give the Mile High Show a little financial thank you. So please, that's one way you can support us, just by doing what you're going to do anyway. One other affiliation we have is through audible.com. Audible is the place to go for your audio downloads of books, other podcasts, spoken word, all kinds of great stuff. They have over 180,000 titles at audible.com. If you use the Audible button on our homepage at milehighshow.com, use the offer code MILEHIGH, all one word, MILEHIGH, but just use that clicker right on our website, you get a free audio download of, like I said, over 180,000 titles. There's got to be one on there for you. And you get a free 30-day membership that you can cancel at any time. So you use that audible.com button on our website. They know you got there through us. You use the code MILEHIGH, MILEHIGH, all one word. You got to log in, you got to register and stuff, but it won't cost you anything unless you continue it. You get 30 days free trial, and you get a free Audible download. And we get a financial thank you from Audible. So these are ways you can get free stuff or do the shopping you're already doing through Amazon or Audible, and we get a little thank you for steering you towards them. So a few ways you can support us with very little to no effort whatsoever. And again, if you're not able to do so that way, just go on iTunes, give us a little rating, give us a little review, subscribe to our, follow our Facebook page. Those numbers also help when we go out and seek sponsorship. Just listen, drop us a little comment. Each episode on our milehighshow.com page has a place you can comment. Let us know who you like. Use the Contact Us page right there to let us know. Is there somebody you would like to hear me interview? Is there somebody you would like to hear on Sky, Danny, or Les's show? Let us know. And please, above all else, even if you never listen to another episode of the Mile High Show, go out and support your local artists, entertainers, and musicians. Well, I have rambled on long enough. I appreciate you as listeners, as sponsors, as guests. Thank you for letting me crawl up inside your eardrums for a few minutes every week. And please support Danny Fisher, Leslie Earl Lyman, and Sky Daddy Conwell, as the four of us go forward in 2016 to give you the best Mile High Show podcast we can. Again, all our info is at milehighshow.com. Thank you so much for your support. And 2016 will either be a great year or it'll kill me. It's on your head. You get to decide. So, happy Monday, everybody. I was leaving, didn't have no fun. All cap is what I should have done. When I paid the tax, she said, hey, son, I'll give you money to the pig me fun. I'll give you money to the pig me fun. Never would when the day is done. I got my baby in the afternoon. Get your money to the monkey room. We'll give your money to the pygmy fund. Never worry about the rising sun. I can say you can wealthy bum. We'll give your money to the pygmy fund. We'll give your money to the pygmy fund. I was alone, didn't have no one. No. I was young, I was all done. No. And the doctor said, I'll kill you, son. No. We'll give your money to the pygmy fund. Give money to the pygmy fund. I'm never worried when the day is done. I got my baby in the monkey room. I'm giving money to the half to do. I'm giving money to the pygmy fund. I'm never worried about the rising.